Hey everyone, Dr. Clark here. I want to take a few minutes and explain how vaccines are related to autoimmune conditions. This is fairly complex, so I'm going to try to keep it fairly basic, but true. I'm not going to dumb down anything. The first thing you have to understand is, what does a vaccine do? Well, a vaccine does one thing. It's designed to make your immune system become activated against whatever's in that vaccine. So for example, if you have a mumps vaccine, it's designed to stimulate your body to recognize what's in the vaccine as mumps, build antibodies to it so that if it gets exposed to mumps again, it'll react to it quickly and you'll have a very short illness, if one at all. The Gardasil vaccine, well, what's that designed to do? Well, it's designed so that if your child or you get exposed to HPV, human papillomavirus, that you develop antibodies to it, and that you, if you're exposed to it again, that you see it when you mobilize your immune system and you have a very short illness, and maybe you don't have one at all. Maybe you don't ever have, maybe it doesn't happen to you. Now, how vaccines are related to autoimmune conditions is one of a couple ways. Number one, I guess the main thing to realize is that vaccines can overstimulate your immune system. And let's go back and break down your immune system, maybe give you a real simple explanation. Your immune system's essentially got two divisions. There's a TH1 and a TH2, and they're kind of like, football teams. It's like the NFC and the AFC, you know, in the football league. You got to have both of them to have a normal immune response. Well, TH1 is what we call your T cells. There's lots of different kinds. They're kind of like the SWAT team that goes in and kills things. Now, TH2 are your B cells, and they're the guys that make antibodies. And antibodies are like post-it notes, right? They're like the command center for the SWAT team. They're making these suspect descriptions, and they're sending them around so that when your immune system identifies something as an invader, now another word for an invader is what we call an antigen. And an antigen is just something that makes your immune system perk up and go, hey, what's that? That doesn't belong here. So when an antigen comes into the body, the immune system mobilizes, it tries to find it and kill it. And the TH2 system will make antibodies for it so that in the future, if you're exposed to it, you'll kill it quickly. Now, what vaccines can do is actually tip the scale. So what many people have that have autoimmune conditions is they already had a pre-existing disposition to have an unbalanced immune system. And an unbalanced immune system is what is occurring when you have an autoimmune condition. Either TH1 or TH2 is way, way out of control, way dominant. Not unlike what happens when someone's brain becomes unbalanced. That can become so unbalanced over time, and I'm skipping a lot of physiology here, that can become so unbalanced that it mistakenly, abnormally identifies you as an invader, one of your organs, one of your tissues. What can it attack? Anything. It can attack your thyroid, your pancreas, your intestinal lining. It can attack your nerve endings. It can attack your brain, heart valves. I mean, you name it. It can attack anything, and that is an autoimmune attack, an autoimmune condition. What are they? Well, there's RA, there's lupus, Hashimoto's, MS, which is a garbage can diagnosis. Many people that have those conditions that got triggered by vaccines, they were already kind of vacillating towards an abnormal dominance. When they got the vaccine, it provoked their immune system to have a big response, and it was enough to keep it permanently out of whack. And now, they have all these symptoms. And the symptoms are all across the board, depending on the organ that's been attacked. So what vaccines do is they stimulate your immune system. That's the whole point. But if you already had a system that was, you know, teetering on the edge of the cliff of being close to being out of whack, and you get a vaccination or a couple of vaccinations, it could be enough to permanently skew your system. Now, the things that are in vaccines can also do this. There's a lot of additives in vaccines. You know, you guys have all probably heard of mercury and thimerosal. Well, thimerosal is still in certain vaccines. It's still in certain flu shots. That in itself is in there because your immune system recognizes that mercury as an invader. I mean, if you read the physiology behind it, the reason those things are in there is because it makes the vaccine work better. Well, it works better because it's an invader, and your immune system goes, oh my gosh, we got to kill that thing. And since the mercury is attached to the, you know, the mumps or whatever the vaccine is for, you get a bigger immune response. So the ingredients in the vaccine can be the cause for the overstimulation. But just the immune stimulation overall by itself can be enough to permanently cause you to have that functional imbalance. And in the literature, you can look this up. It's called a subset shift or a dominance. And that's what's happening when vaccines cause autoimmune conditions. Now, here's the thing. You can help autoimmune conditions. You've been looking at any of my videos for very long, you know that it is possible, but you've got to do the right things. And I'm going to tell you right now, your rheumatologist, your immunologist, forget it. They don't know how to really help you. They're just going to put you on a lot of different medications. And you know, the fact is, you know, maybe for some of those people that's going to work, but just do your research, folks. It doesn't work for most people because you need to analyze this TH1, TH2 imbalance. There's more information I have on this that's much more detailed. But what I'm letting you know is, if you're wondering about should I get a vaccine, should I not get a vaccine, if you've already got an autoimmune condition, you might want to reconsider it. If you're concerned about it, you know, let me know. I'll try to help you out. But that's how vaccines cause autoimmune conditions. It's called immune system overstimulation. That's it for today. I'll talk to you next time. This is Dr. Clark.